Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, if you're about to go out and buy a stamp, the price is set to rise. The rise by 20 cent will see a stamp now costing €1.65. For more on this, we're joined by Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Katrina, we're also going to be talking to you about saving a few bob when you go shopping and doing that on Irish produce. But talk to me about the stamp increase. It just seems that every time I go to the post office, it's costing me more.
I've got bad news as well. It hasn't risen to 165. It's risen to 185.
Do you know, even as I was saying that, I thought 165
is what it was. And it was 70 cents 10 years ago.
Yeah. And 55 cents before that. I'm really showing my age now. So this stamp now is raising to 185. They're introducing a new type of stamp just for Europe and Great Britain. And that will be €3.50. And then world stamps.
Just for a letter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and then to send a letter to England.
Yeah.
Will now cost
€3.50.
Well, wow. It really will have to be love to send letters now, won't it?
Yeah, and like the previous price for the world stamp would have been €2.65, and now the world stamp is €3.95. So the one thing I would say is don't go run out to buy your stamps yet. Check what you've got, because if you have stamps with the letter N for national or W for world, they're still applicable. So you can still use those. So even after the price increase, those national stamps are still eligible and you can still send your letters at the cheaper price if you've already bought the stamps. It's only if you're buying new stamps that the price will apply.
And if you go to the post office tomorrow and they have some of the old stamps in stock, can you still get them at the old price, or is everything, they're gone now?
The price increase isn't coming in until the 3rd of February. So
Canny
consumers would be going down to the post office and maybe buying
it. Hedging your stamps.
Yeah, get in now.
So back to the shopping, Katrina. What's in season? What's a good buy this month?
So according to Bord Bia, and they're kind of, you know, the gold standard when it comes to this, they say it's kale, celeriac, beetroot, mushrooms, parsnip, lettuce, leeks, cauliflower, carrot, cabbage and Brussels sprouts. But in my experience, because I grow my own veggies, I can also tell you, you should be able to get a range of kind of the harder herbs. So you're talking parsley and thyme. And you should also be able to get purple sprouting broccoli and spinach. Also, stored in cold storage over the winter. So these are crops that have already been harvested. You should be able to get Irish onions, potatoes, apples and pumpkin.
Right. Sounds like a lot of soup basically on the menu. Is that what
soups
we're dealing with?
Stews. Well, not necessarily, because, you know, they don't sound all that thrilling, let's face it. Like, they really don't. And for me, I'm taking kale, I'm cutting it, I'm rubbing a little bit of oil, salt and pepper, and maybe cooking it in the oven or the air fryer for 10 minutes until it gets crispy on the edge. It's kind of Moorish. I know some Asian restaurants do that and they call it seaweed, crispy seaweed, but for me, it's crispy kale. But speaking of Asian recipes, all of these cruciferous, these brassicas, so your cauliflowers, your kale, they're all perfect for making pickles and fermenting. So a very popular dish that's come into Ireland in the last couple of years and it's really trending is kimchi. And that's made with gochujang and garlic and pepper. So that is absolutely something you can make with all those vegetables while they're in season and then enjoy pretty much with it immediately and enjoy the whole way through the winter. And it's a great side dish for lifting up your meals.
It's very good for you as
it
well.
It is. It's fantastic.
Good for the gut.
Yeah.
Not gone in it though.
Rich.
Kimchi.
I think it is a little bit of a Marmite thing, but I tell you one thing that I think we need to bring back. We need to bring back coleslaw, because cabbages and carrots, like, that's coleslaw,
it's
isn't
banned.
It?
It's banned in our house.
Oh, is
no,
it?
Not by me. No, Katie, I know you're looking over at me going, the fellow who doesn't tolerate eating in the car. Also, as a scundering in coleslaw. No.
But it's not allowed in the door.
No, my wife will not have coleslaw.
Whereas in our house, lasagna won't be eaten unless coleslaw can be produced beside it.
What about on chips?
No, we don't go all the chips route.
All in.
There is a demand for the coleslaw.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you now, Katrina,
you
make your own coleslaw, don't you?
I do, yeah. It's a bit of a family tradition.
White cabbage, carrot and mayo, simple or other,
we mix up the mayo with some natural yogurt, a little bit of vinegar, fresh salt, fresh pepper, maybe and then mix it together and it lightens it up.
Onion or no onion?
I don't believe in onion in coleslaw. I think that it can be very difficult to digest as it is. Add onion in and then it's repeating for hours afterwards. But I know some people love it.
Just we got a text in there. I peeled and chopped a load of carrots at the weekend and have a huge bag in the freezer. Sounds like one of your compatriots there, somebody in your way of thinking, Katrina. And another one, $3.50 to send a letter to the UK. You can send yourself to the UK for $16.99 on Ryanair. There's something seriously wrong with this, says another listener. In terms of other supporting Irish producers, is there other places to look rather than just the veg counter?
Definitely. I mean, we can look at the veg counter and we can take a look at guaranteed Irish products and products that say that they've been produced in Ireland. But we can also take a look at Farmgate and farmers markets. So, for example, I guess I'm really privileged because we've got a really fantastic farmers market close to us, as in a farm gate. So we've got McNally's Organic Family Farm close to us. So that's absolutely
like North County Dublin, yeah. Market gardening. Yourselves and Wexford are kind of the hotspots for it, aren't you?
Yeah. Absolutely privileged. But it does mean that you're buying directly from the farmer. So the money's going to the farmer. You're guaranteed that what you buy from the farmer has been produced locally. And well, in this case, it's organic. But, you know, organic can be something that you take or leave depending on your budget and what, you know, your family.
In other areas of the country, farmers market can sometimes be synonymous with an extra 30% on top of the supermarket
for the
experience. So in terms of supporting Irish producers, what would you be targeting and to make what?
Definitely. I mean, potatoes, like we all know about Champ. I mean, we're coming up, gosh, it feels like the year's running away with us and we're only in the beginning of January and I'm already talking about St. Patrick's Day dishes. But, you know, we're talking about Champ, curly kale, all of these traditional meals. They're all made with seasonal vegetables and there's a reason why we eat them at this time of the year. So it's all about going back to our roots, literally and figuratively speaking, and making these traditional dishes. I mean, there is an argument for coddle and an argument for Irish stew, but it depends on if you're from Dublin or not.
Where do you stand on the coddle?
Which
question?
Coddle? I rarely make it.
Would you make it? Yeah.
No, I haven't made it in years. Boiling sausages seems a bit.
It's just not right, is it, Katrina? Yeah.
I have to say, I can't. The boiled sausages, no, they need to be browned first, I would say. And then there's the whole argument over whether you're a white coddle family or a brown coddle family. And that can be really divisive. And for people who aren't from Dublin, we might as well be talking another language right now.
Bit of fusion suggestion here. Mix a tablespoon of kimchi into the coleslaw. That way, use less. Use less mayo, get more taste.
Sorry. Love it.
But there was a wire covering that bit of the sentence in the screen in front of me. What do you think of that? Good?
I think that's a fantastic idea. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I think many food for thought there. Katrina Redmond from The Examiner, many, many thanks for that.